But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost, and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young man arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. So, I guess what I want to talk about this morning for a little bit is honesty and telling the truth. So in this story, it's a pretty crazy story, by the way. if you go back into the last part of chapter 4, you read about a man named Joseph, and it says that he, having land, he sold it, brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet. So it kind of sounds like Ananias and Sapphira, they probably heard about Joseph, and I don't know, they thought it might gain them some points if they would do the same thing. So they went and sold their land, but they kept back some of their money, which was fine. But then they told Peter that, basically told him that this is the amount we sold the land for, this is the total amount, and we're giving it all to the church, which was not the truth. And so Peter obviously knew from the Lord or somehow that they were not speaking the truth. And it did not end well for Ananias and Sapphira. So, one of the main reasons that people tell lies is to make themselves look good. They don't want to look foolish or look like they made unwise choices, so they tell a lie. So they still appear to be in good standing. I read that if you are right-handed, when someone asks you a question and you are trying to remember the answer, a right-handed person will look up and they will look to the left. If you are telling a lie, you will look up and you will look to the right. That's because your left side of the brain is what you use to recall information. So you may want to use that little tidbit in the next week or two. Also, in the same study, the average person lies 3 to 4 times per day. So, are you below average or are you above average? Hopefully we are far below average. Ephesians 4:25 says, Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth to his neighbor. And Colossians 3:9 says, Lie not one to another, seeing ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So as a Christian, we do need to be honest, always, in all areas. If you received a $20 bill in the mail, along with a letter that says you are receiving this money as an adjustment for an error that you had filed a complaint about, what would you do with the $20 bill? This was actually something a magazine did this test back in 1971. They sent money and a letter to 100 people. And out of those 100 people, there was 13 people that sent the money back saying that there was a mistake and that they were returning the money. So what would you do? The Bible also says we are to provide things honest in the sight of men. We are to live honestly, walk honestly, talk honestly, work honestly, and think honestly. There was scripture verses for all those things that I did not write down. So that does not leave a whole lot of room for any untruthfulness. Basically no room, actually. So whether we own a business or our employees, or if we're student or whatever we are, if we are a Christian, then it is our calling to be honest in all areas of our lives.